tax form, you're going to get, you know, sued.
Right.
We've had the Hillary Clinton signed a UN treaty email that's been going around. I mean, there have been so many of these internet rumors, and, you know, periodically now we have to address some of these. One popped up yesterday. Yesterday you were on the program. We're talking about the McDonald decision. What a great day it was. And then this morning, the emails start flying. What's going on here? What is this internet rumor all about, Chris?
Well, it's funny. Winston Churchill said that a lie makes it halfway around the world before the truth has an opportunity to put its pants on.
Yeah.
And that was before the internet. I think a lie has an opportunity to get all the way around the world before the truth has or can put its pants on. I mean, here's the truth. A blog out there said that the National Rifle Association has put a gag order on its board of directors as it relates to Elena Kagan. Well, first of all, that's just outrageous. It's a lie. Just the reality of trying to put a gag on Ted Nugent. I mean, you and I know Ted, and that's an outrageous suggestion, but it's not true. I mean, board members have always spoken in their individual capacity on issues that are important to them. That's how they end up getting elected to the board in a lot of cases. But when we do communicate an official position of the National Rifle Association, it's important for us to speak with a united voice. Does that mean there's a gag order? Of course not. Never has been, never will be. But again, this is just one of those internet rumors that, you know, a lot of people read it, they're concerned, and in the future I hope they'll pick up the phone, give us a call, NRA, ask us if it's true, go to the website, NRA.org, NRANews.com, NRAILA.org, all great resources to find out this sort of information. But again, this is just one of those internet rumors that's just simply not true.
Okay, now, as I understand it, part of the rumor is that, well, the reason why this non-existent gag order was issued is because the NRA cut a deal to stay neutral on Elena Kagan. We're now in day two. Let me ask you, what do you think of what you've heard of Elena Kagan so far?
Not much, to be perfectly honest with you. I think her testimony mirrors her background, which does not give me any hope whatsoever that she's a supporter of the Second Amendment. But it's important to know that NRA has a policy, much like the Republicans in the Senate and Democrats in the Senate, to withhold our official position until after the confirmation hearings. The truth is, we've all been in front of the TV all day watching these questions, listening to her answers, watching the exchange, in hopes of picking up some additional information. Well, what we've heard is only reinforcing the concerns that we had about Elena Kagan from the get-go. And have we made an official position? Not yet, but at the appropriate time, after these confirmation hearings are over, we're going to make our position known. It's the same approach we took with Sonia Sotomayor. We waited, we listened, we were respectful of the process, and then based on her answers and based on her judicial past, we made a clear decision that she was not acceptable. We opposed her. We opposed her confirmation. We scored the vote. It mattered, and it does matter, and we're about to make a similar decision, or at least we're going to make a public decision on Elena Kagan in the coming days.
Okay. Speaking of Sonia Sotomayor, in the McDonald decision yesterday, she voted along with three other judges that Second Amendment not incorporated against state and local government action. In essence, she voted to uphold Chicago's gun ban.
Well, there's a couple things that are outrageous when it comes to Sonia Sotomayor. One is she went before this same confirmation hearing process, and Chairman Leahy asked her a question about gun rights, and she said almost verbatim that I understand gun rights are very important to many, many Americans. I have a granddaughter who's a member of the National Rifle Association. I have friends who hunt, and I fully respect and understand the decision in the Heller case. Seems fairly unambiguous, at least her words, and then she signs a brief with Breyer that says not only did she vote wrong, which we all recognized that early yesterday, but then she signed a brief that said there's nothing in the history of the Second Amendment and in America that suggests the Second Amendment protects an individual right to own a firearm. I mean, that is just shocking. It's a blatant disregard for the truth. It's a blatant 180 to what she told members of the committee and what she told the United States Senate. That's shocking, but what's also shocking is the President of the United States campaigns as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. Now, none of us believe it, obviously,
right?
But he said that he was always going to protect the Second Amendment. Well, his first Supreme Court justice just threw the Second Amendment in the garbage can, just basically wrote that the Second Amendment should be written out of the Constitution. So who does the president agree with, the majority or with Sotomayor? If he agrees with Sotomayor, then how do you marry those two, you know, wildly different positions? And if he doesn't and he supports the majority, then why did you put somebody on the court that feels so different? And this is just not acceptable. The fact that this decision was 5-4 is an outrage. That's the most important part. Once you get past the historic win, what's shocking